It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Max Spellegday.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, George Clark. And we're back with another episode of a podcast. What's that podcast you asked? The Useless Hotline. Woo, woo, woo. The Useless Hotline is a place
where we help lots of fun.
But TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little business. Max Spellegday.
That was a crazy little intro, wasn't it? The Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are.
But it won't always just be us. Eagle-eyed amongst you, if you saw the thumbnail slash title, will realise this week, it basically is because it's just an extension of Max. Not that extension.
Oh, God.
That's not allowed on the podcast anymore.
Yeah, no. So shall we bring him in before we go through why I look like this? Visual watchers, unfortunately, you can see what my hair looks like right now, and I am devastated by it, but here we are. We're filming
the
podcast.
Let's whack your boy out.
Where is he? Where is he? I can't see him. I can't see. Oh, there he is. Oh, come on in, love. Here come on in. Come on.
Oh, is it Jurassic Park?
Oh, God. Nicking on that over, to be fair. Hello, everyone.
Hello, boys. This is weird to be on this side.
I know.
Normally, I'm the other side of you guys.
Normally, you're in the middle.
Eiffel Tower.
What do you like? How are you, Andrew?
I'm good. How are you? It's been so long since I've seen you.
I know.
You.
Well, I look like I. Wait, how would you describe?
Very shocked to see you.
How would you describe? How would you describe how I look for the audio listeners, boys?
Pale, fat,
slightly pink, I'd say. Yeah. No, I think you look like a cheese string. I said.
I look like a
You've
cheese
got
string.
So much food in your teeth right now.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, just get it out for him with your tongue.
Oh, God. I don't want to scratch your veneers.
Go on, get it out with this tongue.
Veneers,
with
your tongue.
Just joking.
Oh, do I actually?
You got broccoli.
Have I?
Yeah, it's fine.
You've got a whole piece of tenderstone broccoli in your mouth.
I don't want to actually chip your bonding. Ew.
Is it out?
It's fine, yeah. Just leave it. Don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Wait, explain the hair.
I think you look like a Jedward slash cheese string impersonator.
Have you ever seen the film Meet the Robinsons?
Yes. No. Oh my God.
Oh
yeah.
Wait, hold on. Will Poulter, that one. No,
no
wait.
That's Will Millers.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I do. Yeah. The blonde boy with the glasses.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my God, I really
look
like him.
Milky Way kid. Milky Bar kid.
A little bit.
I have no idea what that is.
Meet the Robinsons. It's one of the best films
you
ever.
You do look like that. That does look like the Milky Bar kid.
I do. Okay.
That little boy.
Terrifying.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. Yeah. How have you never seen Meet the Robinsons?
I don't know. Is it Gen Z?
It's so good. It's literally so good.
I'm old. I wouldn't know.
That's me.
Is that like, was that like Gen Z time? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, I guess
I'm
so.
Kind of cusp,
is it Disney? It's Disney, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Do you know
Who
what?
Cares?
Do you know
this
what?
Is boring.
Yeah, so anybody. So anybody, like everybody, sorry. I just did a very random last minute shoot where I was told that because I have a series of bad haircuts, this movie called Argyle is coming out this week at the time of filming. Dua Lipa's in it. Looks really good.
Yes, she is.
And Henry Cavill's character, who is the main character, I think it's literally called Argyle, is he has hair like this. And shockingly...
What, receding?
I mean, kind of, to be fair. He's kind of got a bit of rip, but he pulls it off.
He pulled you
I'll
off?
I'll pull you off.
Film's crazy.
I don't want to be here anymore.
I'm sorry, we love you.
This is just bullying, isn't it? Do you know what? I thought it'd be a good idea for you to come on the podcast, and already you've turned against
everyone.
Clearly,
ever made.
Clearly, Clearly, I'm just being attacked. But no.
Other than looking like a moron, what's new?
I just met Henry Cavill. That was
cool. Yeah. You did very well.
Do you know who Henry Cavill is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like really sound, wasn't he?
He was very nice, yeah.
And I was
Bryce Dallas Howard. Do you know who that is? It's her name, right? Bryce Dallas.
Yeah, I think so.
She's in Mandalorian.
Yeah. She's in Jurassic World.
And Black Mirror as well. That good episode I like.
Oh,
the ginger girl.
The ginger lady.
Lady.
Ginger.
Maybe at one point. She's a redhead.
She had long hair.
In
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, Bob Haircut.
Yeah.
Main HBIC, yeah, head bitch in charge.
She's the one in Black Mirror who did the whole...
Yes, that
have
episode.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
You get rated.
Yeah, she was there and I met her as well.
She was really nice.
And they all laughed at my haircut and it was just a really weird experience.
And then
experience.
They did. It was very bizarre. Your hair.
Do you know what? I don't feel like I need this. I don't feel like this is what I signed up for, but... Here
what
I
else
am.
Have you been up to? Brilliant. You went on a nice little twippy twip, I saw.
Yeah, we went to Amsterdam.
We did,
Have I seen you since then?
Yeah, but after that you went somewhere else.
Oh, Garnier trip.
Oh,
well.
Yeah, we did. We went
to Teuton Glen, which is actually where...
There's a Teuton Glen?
That's me.
It took me a second, but I got
Teuton
that.
Teuton Glen.
No,
oh, my God.
Teuton Glen, but I thought he
I
meant...
I thought he said Teuton Glen.
I thought he meant Teuton.
Oh, because that's what I thought. Teuton Glen.
He's heavy set.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we went to... What's it called? Teuton Glen.
Yeah.
Which is where, you know, like Zoella and Alfie Days and all the Brit crew back in the day, the YouTubers, they used to go and it's in like these tree houses. And it's very fancy, isn't it?
It was
like,
so fancy.
Like,
oh my God.
So it's like 1,200.
Like,
I feel
like I've been to nice hotels before, but when you go to somewhere like that and you realize, oh, I've not, and the staff treat you like your actual royalty. Like, they showed us around our room, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then he was like, they say little things like, so he was like, anything that you need, anytime, just call me up. You're home now.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it felt a bit cultish.
It did.
In like a nice way, like a kind of.
Yeah, in a very
cult.
Friendly way. But
like,
I was like,
friendly cult.
That your home now wasn't needed.
No, but
he did say that. Yeah. And we were like, oh. Okay.
And it made me feel like, oh my God, I'm home.
It was amazing, though, because they have like a hot chocolate station. They had a jar of marshmallows, little chocolate
buttons.
Just
in your room, in your bedroom, with a hot tub.
It was
and
nice.
We found out, how cool is this? We found out, because the guy. Turns out he used to own a club that I used to go to, and he like we were speaking in the car. People like Elton John stay there regularly.
Yeah. A particular clientele based then.
Yes.
Too
gays
far.
Only.
Too far.
And we were actually wearing feathered jackets, weren't we? When we watched
those big glasses.
Maybe
yeah.
That's why they let us in.
Were you kicking me under the table? Was that you playing footsies with me? Was that you?
Sorry.
Yeah. George has a tendency.
Flirt with me.
No, but it was really good. Oh my God, we did this thing called a sound bath. Do you know what that is?
Just a really good bath.
No, a really noisy one, actually. No, it's you lie down like on the floor and they have these big crystal bowls that are all of different
varying
sizes.
Size, yeah.
Bowl.
Bowls, like cereal bowls.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bowls.
I felt the need to really exaggerate how
balls.
I said it so you wouldn't think I was saying ball.
Like you were in a bath when you said it.
And they rub like a drumstick around it, don't they?
I didn't actually see what they did because our eyes were closed, so
you know,
I actually missed what
like
they
a,
were doing.
Yeah.
But
like a banging,
so the idea
yeah,
the
they
drum.
Like
you could hear sound while you were doing it.
It creates like a frequency.
It creates these sounds and it's
frequency.
So weird. So I was like, whatever. Apparently, some people like burst into tears whilst
Jesus.
They're doing it.
Burst. Throw up
in the bath.
No, they like burst into tears whilst they're doing it because they start to like feel like they're inside their mother's womb or like it's like really deep stuff.
I don't remember her saying that.
No, or like, no, I saw it online where like you have these emotional like moments where you're like, oh my God, like I need to go and give my grandma a hug or some weird shit like
that. It says it can, like, if you've got any kind of repressed trauma, which is like it can bring
repressed
out to
trauma.
Yeah, like it can bring it out to the surface. That's what she said.
Oh, what?
And that's literally what I experienced. I didn't realize how much repressed trauma I had. Oh. But do you remember after I was like, I just feel sad. I felt so sad.
What thoughts came up for you guys?
I couldn't possibly share.
I realized that I might have ADHD in that moment because I could not switch my brain off from just thinking about random shit. But it started when the sound started, it actually worked on me for I'd say about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
how long was this bar?
An hour long.
It was an hour.
You just sit there
it
for
was
an hour
very intense.
With this sound going. Oh. And you sit there in silence and she makes you all relax. She goes, now imagine your shoulders relaxing.
Yeah, sinking now into the floor.
It's very dramatic. Oh. And but then
every part of your body, she starts at the top and she goes down and sinking.
Ended in the toes. Yeah. It was... but it was so like dramatic and I was like, this is bullshit, whatever. Then she started ringing the fucking bowl circle thingy. Yeah. And my brain was literally like, oh my gosh, I feel calm for the first time in my life. Like,
hallelujah, for once.
It was like I'd been hypnotized. And then the guy behind me started to snore because he'd fallen asleep and it took me out of it. And then I was like, oh,
like,
God.
Really,
yeah,
like
a...
Yeah, and I was literally like, oh, now I've just got to, like, sit here for, like, 40 minutes. This is well annoying.
You didn't get the idea of wanting to hug your nan, then?
No.
Did you feel like you were in the womb?
I did not, actually.
Joanne's womb.
You were in your mum?
No. Oh, no, definitely not.
Too far.
Definitely not. No, but it was good. It was just, yeah. I don't know if
it was an experience. I kept feeling like I was going to piss myself, because every time I dropped off to sleep, because I felt myself like going in and out of sleep kind of thing. Every time I feel like my body was going to shut down, I needed to pee.
Yeah.
And I'd jolt back awake and then I'd be like, oh my God. I just didn't. Yeah, it wasn't for me, I think. And I also felt depressed when it ended.
Pee-pee wee-wee o'clock.
Excuse me?
I didn't
like
that.
What was that?
He said pee-pee wee-wee o'clock.
You always say like pee-pee poo-poo wee-wee. Like,
he's got a baby fetish.
Google gaga. You do?
Oh my God, that's so weird.
No, but
no, let me exaggerate. I mean, what?
Wait, let me exaggerate. He loves them. He loves the babies.
I meant elaborate. I mean, he's not into babies, but he wants to dress up as a baby.
What? Adult baby diaper lover.
ABDL. You are ABDL. Oh my God, you are. You're always like, I've done poopies.
I've pooped in my
You always say that. I need to go poopies. Doesn't he, Callum? Callum's nodding.
Can we throw back to the episode where your sister was here? Didn't she tell a story that you, or was it you that told me that you used to go like, I need a poo-poo, or like cry in the corner when you needed
No. When he got constipated. Or he was
I sat on the floor like a man and made my poo not leave my ass.
See, you want to keep it in for as long as possible because you're into
pooing,
it. That's
so
the thing.
I used to sit on
you
a
just
hard
want it
surface.
Near you. You're like, I need to keep this poo in me for as long as possible.
Oh, this is
so I've said
eerily.
Poo too many times now.
I popped it in to let it cook.
Oh, I was going to say. Oh.
No, I just didn't enjoy pooing.
It does
when
make
I was
it more
kid,
satisfying
so I
though,
just,
when it comes out.
What are you talking about? Why am I.
When you've let it brew
you,
for a bit.
You knew this. The first. I think it might have been the first podcast.
Yeah, yeah, no, I remember, and I thought that your dad put a coat hanger up your ass.
No.
Yes.
That was a different time.
No, it wasn't. Excuse because me. You said when it... Oh, right. No, you said when it finally came out, yeah. It was so big that your dad had to use a coat hanger.
Yeah.
And I thought you meant...
So he could hang it up for the family to see.
I thought you meant that he was getting it physically out of his son's bottom with a coat hanger. And I remember thinking, surely there's way easier ways to do that. But then what you meant was he had to shove it into the toilet.
Yeah.
I just want
to
move
what?
On from
Wait,
this conversation.
To break up the poo and go around the
with
U-bed.
Because there was so much of it. Oh, it
sorry, not the
sick.
Poo, the bowel movement.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
stool,
yeah.
The stool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I once worked, oh my God, when I used to work
you
in a chippy.
Worked?
Yeah. When I used to work in a chippy, I had this really awkward encounter with this girl that I worked with. And it was like me, her, and this other woman. I did not. It was me, her, and this other woman. And we were just casually talking like about some random stuff. And she was like, oh, I need to go off to the toilet. And we were like, all right. And she was like, yeah, I need to do a poo. And we were like, oh, okay. Like, you don't have to tell us. And she was like, but I think I'll wait till I go home. Because, do you know what I mean when I say that it's nice to just feel it suck up again? And we were like, what?
Yes.
And I'm not even joking.
Yes,
no,
I do.
You don't know what
I'm
saying.
I don't.
No, she
as
went.
You were agreeing with what she
said. Yeah, you don't know what she's. I'm saying, so shut up. She was like, no, she genuinely was like, I like to push it half out and then suck it back up again.
No, no.
And she was like, I just sit there for like an hour. And we were like, actually, babe, that's not normal.
What, playing, half like, out her playing chicken?
Yes.
And then.
Out of her bum. She would push it off and then like suck it back up again and she'd
Where?
Sit there and
into the panties?
Sat on the toilet. Into her body.
Can you even do that?
I didn't think so, but she was like, she said it and then it was so awkward.
I didn't know that was physically possible.
No,
I thought it's just like once it's gone.
Out of the wall.
No. And she went bright red and she was like, I'm joking. And we're like, you're not joking, love.
Do you know why she went bright red?
She works at Chippy, she's probably 40.
She went, get up my cup, get up my cup.
Right, too far. What I was going to say was, I used to do that not in rectally. Rectally?
You used to put it in your mouth?
No, sorry. Let me just
happening?
Rewind.
I don't like
let
this
me just
topic.
Let me just...
Your boyfriend
no, what I meant is,
sucks off poo.
No, okay, what the fuck? Do not make that a clip. No, with, you know, with phlegm, this is so gross. So as a
say
kid,
it to the audience.
With phlegm, as a child, I think I used to like, I remember like kind of pushing it out of your mouth and sucking it back up. Do you remember that? Come on. You're gross. Oh, you're the type of kid that would bite your sleeve.
Get it down and then go.
Yeah, then. Yeah. But like, I'm talking a couple years ago at least. You know what I mean?
Guys, I look like this right now, and this conversation is still the most disturbing thing that's happened to me today. Love. This is not all right.
Don't make me get into the things you do.
What do? Oh, yeah, because I shit all over the place, don't I? Shut up. Can we move on?
Would you ever endeavour
to move on?
Poo play.
Devon.
Would you ever, yeah, would you ever go to Devon and do poo play? Would you ever endeavour in poo play?
No!
What?
Endeavour in poo play.
Please, can we just, like, draw a line?
I find it, can we talk about, I don't know how much we can say about this because it might be offensive, but also I think if you're into feces, then you kind of deserve to be a bit offended. Do you know what I mean?
It's a fecal matter.
Yeah, it is. It's a fecal matter of opinion.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I just think, how is that happening? How do you...
What are you...
How are you wanting that? Do you know what I mean? How are you like, oh, do I poo on me?
Some things happened back in the day.
I don't,
they, like,
I guess,
childhood.
Is it just a want? You just think one day, I kind of want to get pooey.
Is it like people are like, oh, it's so wrong that like, oh, it's quite like fun.
It's so wrong,
but
it's so right.
Some things are wrong because, you know, like murder's wrong.
Yeah, but we all do it every now and then just to let a bit of steam off.
Yeah, of course. We're only human at the end of the day. But I just don't get it. But I guess it's not for me to get. Yeah. Thank God.
Just leave it to, if they're enjoying themselves and it's not hurting anyone.
If they're rolling around in shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're safe when you're getting pooey and gooey, then we're happy.
But is that safe?
Yeah, surely there's got to be some sort of
disease.
Oh, not
to ingest.
Yeah, can you not get cholera?
I don't think they're doing it in jest.
I was raised with the information. Okay. Shut the fuck up. Does poo not kill you if you eat it? I was raised being told, because it's just full of toxins.
Why did you have to be raised being told that?
Right.
Andrew, what have we told you? Stop eating the poo, it'll kill you.
I never used to eat my own shit as a child. Right. My mum can testify. No,
I don't believe you.
No, but...
Prove it.
Who once told you? I want
to
know who told you.
Did I used to try and eat my own shit as a child? Why do I know that?
I want to know who had to tell you, don't do that, it's toxic.
Can't remember. That did come up a few times though, so maybe that was.
I remember being told that
about.
If you eat dog poo, it turns you blind. And then I had that situation. Do you remember when I told you that one of my old friends threw a dog poo at me and it went nearly in my mouth?
Oh,
wait,
what?
Yeah.
And I.
You can see for weeks.
I'm not giving
That's
him the clout.
Said.
I'm
That's
not
what
giving
he said.
Him...
He went immediately. Like, who's done that?
Yeah.
Who the hell has done that?
He threw a banana that had been dipped in dog poo.
Oh, come on.
At me. And then it hit me on my shoulder here and ricocheted onto my face.
Used to be friends with.
Yeah, I'm not friends with anymore.
Yeah, what happened?
He threw shit at my face.
Was that the end of the friendship? That the defining moment?
I would like to think that's a cut-off for most people.
If I lobbed a shitty banana at you...
Dead to me. Dead to me.
I like it now. No, would you not be friends with me anymore?
Yes. It depends the context, actually.
If it was on camera, it's fine.
If we were at the pooey banana throwing
that,
championship.
I think that's the
thing
line.
Is, this was in high school when like something like that could follow you till you leave high school. I did not want to become shitty poo banana boy.
Instead, you were just ugly, ugly fuck.
It's crazy how life works out, isn't it?
And then, baby, the clock struck 12 and here I am.
It's shitty poo banana boy. That was one time.
Please, nobody comment shitty poo banana boy.
That's it now.
That is actually homophobic, so don't do that.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, but I really did.
Can we please stop talking about shit? I really would.
Who even brought
this
up?
I delved in to the shit, but I'd like to just move past it because I feel it's actually making me feel a bit unwell.
Okay, let's move on. Wait. No, you've been away. How
Golden
was your trip?
Shower
o'clock.
How was your trip? You went skiing. Where did you go?
Skiing.
Who?
Where did you go?
I went to Maribel.
Is that any relation to Mary Berry?
No, I don't believe so. Unless
was she, in,
she
Despacito?
Is
what's that
an
film?
Alpine region.
Film?
Mary Berry was in Despacito.
Mirabelle.
What the hell?
Mirabelle.
Mirabelle was in Encanto.
Encanto,
yeah.
Not Despacito.
It's Mary Berry in Despacito.
It's part of Les Trois Vallées.
Ah.
Is that in France?
Yes. The Three Valleys Resort. Mm. It was great fun. I had such a good time.
Aww. Who did you go with?
I went with Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Arthur Television.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a solid group.
William Lenny. We were a solid group.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
although the bowel movements weren't really fondue can do that to you.
I'll get hard.
Harry was there. Oh God.
What?
I was joking.
Harry rode ashore. Did he? Rode ashore. Shut up, you. A lovely man named Charlie.
Oh. Nice.
Puth.
There was lots of puth. I told you
the food is in the pudding.
The food goes straight for you.
What did you get up? Did you say in like a house or a hotel?
A chalet.
Yeah. They're lovely. Did you have one of those people that like cooks for you and looks after
you? Two of them.
What are they called?
Shout out.
They were called Mitch and Michaela.
Mitch and Michaela.
We love you.
Mitch and Michaela.
Yeah. Big rap
Eminem.
Fans.
Big what?
Rap fans.
I don't get that.
Mitch and Michaela.
Eminem.
Right. Yeah. This is exhausting. I have to say, I've been here, what, 5 minutes? I'm actually exhausted. I can't even. My brain's just like switching off.
Tell me about
it. It's a
it.
Lot.
But no, it was good fun. Really enjoyed. Good. I stacked it numerous times, though.
Did you?
Yeah, because we...
You're good.
Were you going, going backwards? Because you were doing that on our trip.
Yeah, I went a little bit backwards.
I don't know why I did that.
You are a bit backwards, aren't you? Bless you.
Yeah. I fell over going over the jumps.
Oh.
Yeah. Were you the best?
Can I guess people's skiing ability?
Okay.
Well, actually, the only people that I know are Arthur, and I've met Chris once, so I can't really... I feel like Chris would be good.
I feel like
Chris would be good. I feel like Arthur would not. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, Chris isn't very tall, is he?
Incorrect. All the way around.
Near the ground. I feel like makes it easier, doesn't it? A little bit.
Yeah, Chris just went sledding.
No, but it is though. If you are smaller, you have a lower center of gravity, so it's easier to stay.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, thingy. No, he almost broke his ankle.
Really?
But, for real?
Arthur had a bit of a death wish at points.
Oh.
Where on the final day, he described to us, it's only funny because it's Arthur saying this. If it's not, it's like, mate, please go and seek help.
Oh, God.
He was like, you know that sort of speed where you...
You couldn't help yourself.
You know that sort of speed where you're like, I could stop if I want to, but it's like quite scary and I could die. And we were like,
Is he in the room with us? That was too
much. He was like, yeah, I kind of want to just like stay at that speed today. We were like, what? And then we went to après-ski and he was just like, yeah, this wine's not doing anything to me. And then we left. He was like, yeah, I'm actually like a 9 out of 10 of drunk scale.
Drunkness.
And he was bombing it down these slopes, not carving in, like at all.
Yeah. I wasn't doing that when I went. No.
He just flew and yeah, it was quite scary.
And did he fall?
No.
Wow.
But if he did, he would have died.
Oh my really? God.
It is terrifying. I didn't realise how much of a sport it is, which
I don't
sound
understand
stupid,
your body.
Yeah, it's a rich man's sport.
I
did not know.
I don't understand how après is allowed.
It's
a silly
thing.
Do you
ski after après? Yeah.
Some of them. So whenever I've been, it's the après is at the bottom of the mountain.
Après means after, doesn't it? So
yeah,
it's after skiing.
Yeah.
So
but
why
then,
are we skiing after the après?
No, but sometimes that like on a mountain and the only way down is to ski down or get on the lift, but nobody's going to do that.
I see.
So it is. It can be quite dangerous.
Wish.
That's
yeah.
why people literally die skiing.
I find it terrifying.
Have you seen any of the TikToks of like just POV fully douche finishes?
And then they're all like
it's
flying
just people
down.
Tumbling down there.
They've got very different view pages.
No, I have seen that.
Have you?
Yeah.
I also saw this one of this girl who's listening to Work by Rihanna, and she's like skiing down a hill, and there's a bear chasing her.
That was wild.
Oh, I need to show it you right
Please
now.
Please, can I see?
It's literally the wildest shit in the world.
She has no idea.
Oh, Andrew, you have no idea. It's fucking crazy, right?
Oh my God.
Girls.
It's a big fear of mine.
Skiing.
That's a very different type of going off piste.
Yeah, girl skiing, bear following. Let's show it. Where.
Guys,
are you ready?
The joke was pissed.
I love this one.
So, the start of a Zoella video.
Hey guys, today we're doing.
Is that Kiara?
This is me. What the fuck?
This is one of the words of the songs, to be fair.
Look, there's a bear there. You can hear it.
And she's got headphones on.
It gets pretty close, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wait, watch. You see it in a second. Look.
Shit. It's so
in
close.
It's crazy. Wait. You see it again in a minute. You see it again in a second. You can hear it. Fuck. How crazy.
No.
And she's just sledging away.
I can't do this again. This is...
In it. A full on... Look at how close it is to her. Luckily, she picks up speed here and I think it just stops.
But that's...
Mental.
Would that have just... Do you think they just maul you to death?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen a bear? It's
no, I haven't, weirdly.
It's off-piste.
Off-piste.
And it's not in Europe.
Right,
that would be
okay.
Like a sort Canada. Of Canadian mountain or something.
If you are going off-piste, you can piste off. You are dumb as tits and you deserve death. That's
was,
a bit too far.
You then told me...
Sorry, that was
too far. You're not covered by insurance if you go off-piste.
Yeah.
Correct?
So what do you gain? What do you get
is
from
it more
going
like
off-piste?
Gnarly?
It's more like gnarly, but it's so dangerous. There's also clips of people that just fall off mountains because they don't know that it's going to end.
We saw so many people going off-piste.
Did you?
Just after Rapray. No, they were going down the muck slope.
The muck slope?
Big old rock. It goes down like that. Tries to do a backflip off the rock, off-piste, like on this huge... It was pretty
on
sick,
on skis or snowboard?
No, just ran. no, it was skis.
Oh right, okay. That seems
it was pretty nuts. I went to the snow park for the first time when I was there. Hence
what's that?
Over at the jumps.
Snow park.
Yeah.
What's that?
So like jumps.
Where you
grinds.
Do all the like.
Oh, like the big ramps and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Did you do any?
Got a good little bit of height. Did a little couple grinds.
Got a bit high.
Got a good bit of height.
Ah right, okay. Have you ever done tobogganing?
I think so, but not like. Extreme.
Oh, it's so wild.
As in when you're in the...
Like a Pingu sledge. No, not the like the thingy. Is that
I'm
on
bobsled.
Bobsled, yeah. Tobogganing is just like the wooden little sledges that are like... Oh, they look like the one that Pingu has. Do you know what Pingu is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I thought...
Right, let me get it.
I thought toboggan was like the big like capsule you get in.
No. That's a bobsled.
That's different.
These ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're so good. You literally go flying. It's like a roller coaster, but you're just on
it's
snow
a bit
hill.
Terrifying. I'm just scared of it. It's a treacherous environment.
It's a difficult time.
It's
you
scary.
Know? It's a lot. It is. But
I've got too much fear and anxiety in my body. Enough. I could not possibly put myself through.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Went on the airbag as well.
What's the airbag?
Big bag of air.
What do you do on it?
Flip into it.
What's like whilst you're skiing?
It's like a to land down right? Jump, big airbag.
How'd you get out?
How do you not like break your ankle?
On?
What if you land on your skis and then it knocks your ankle or something? Do you land on your feet or on like your back or something?
However you want to land.
Is that not really dangerous? But the way I think about it is
does sound crazy.
Your ski
to me.
Is locked into your boot.
Mm.
What if your ski hits the thing first and then it like snaps your leg?
What if it pops
these
the
are
bag.
All prosthetics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. You could go down on a little. Rubber dinghy as well if you wanted to.
Oh, I would like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot, actually. I want to do that.
You seem very excited by that.
Yeah.
You
I'm going
to
skiing
in the dinghy.
Little dinghy.
Doing baby talk again, aren't you?
Yeah, see. ABDL.
ABDL.
Max does do baby talk a lot.
No, I don't.
You do.
Only when
big
I'm
time.
Only when I'm making poopies.
Oh, fuck.
I don't do it. I never do that.
You do.
No, I don't.
You do.
Callum, do I? George, let's see. Wait,
you've done it at home.
Pull it out on the pod.
Pull it up.
Pull
the
it
last time
the
I did baby talk versus
pull
the last time
the
that George did.
You do it a lot.
Pull it up, bitch.
A lot.
Yeah, because I've got a bit of personality about me.
Right. So I heard that you want to play a little game because we've got Andrew here. Is that
what
true?
What are we playing?
Oh yeah, I want to play.
Mummies and daddies.
Oh no! I want to play ring toss.
Ring toss.
I bet you do. Like, do you know what
get
I mean?
It
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I got that. That.
God. Oh.
I've got some sugary donuts here for you. right.
Jesus Christ.
A little bit of Mr. and Mrs.
Actually.
Mr. and Mr.
Mm.
Homophobic. Mm. You're an ally, after
don't,
all.
Don't
come
agree
on.
With that.
you came to Pride with us. You're an ally.
Okay. A little game of Mr. and... partner. Okay, up first, I'll just give you a little countdown. And
yeah, wait, explain the rules. What do we have to do?
Okay,
do we have to
so
like,
I'll give you
do
a
I
question.
Do I need to write something on my phone?
I'll give you a question that says, who's blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be that. It'll be in this language.
Okay.
But you will then have to say, after three, two, one, Max. Right, or 3, 2, 1. And Ross.
Should we, 3, 2, 1, do we point... Right, we say, yeah,
can,
say it.
You can say it so yeah. the audio listeners can get involved.
Oh my God, yeah. Sorry, love your audio listeners. Love your listeners.
Numero uno. Or for the Spanish listeners, numero uno. That is a numero uno, sorry. who is...
What did he even just say?
I don't know, that was a lot.
I don't know what he even
what
just said.
Was any of that?
Señores y señoritas. Who is the hairiest? 3, 2, 1.
Max.
Oh, I'm not pointing at him, I'm just, yeah. Yeah, Max is.
I am the hairiest.
Not hairs on the head.
Or on the face.
Or on the face. Or on the eyebrow. On the rest of the just body. Just pure pubis. Is giving Sasquatch.
Pure, it, literal.
Sasquatch. Hey guys,
you do just have weirdly like thick hair for someone who's quite fair. It's like it comes out of his body. It's like
dark brown,
like proper porcupine spikes.
Yeah, like ugh. Just today I just hair removal creamed my chest.
You've missed a few though because you're sprouting up there.
Am I sprouting? Yeah. But I was meeting Henry Cavill, so I thought, you know, he might want me to take my top off. Who knows?
Well, with so much experience dealing with hair, what the hell's happening up the top?
Well, yeah,
can we do
up.
A transplant from here to there?
Right. Yes, I have a receding hairline.
I was more on about the haircut as the.
Yes, the haircut as well. It's just not very good. But I, actually, do you know what? I take that back because it was done by a very esteemed celebrity hairstylist who invented this haircut for Argyle.
Who's what celebrity? Simon Cowell.
I can't remember his name. No, he no.
It's quite Simon.
It is quite Simon Cowell.
I don't like it.
Is. And I've just came from a shoot where I was shooting with Henry Cavill around this hairstyle and for the movie. So if you have any questions, take it up with HC himself. All right.
H.
Not H. H. Shut up, it's H.
Take it
would
up,
you
H.
say
huge
H?
Huge cock himself.
Would you say H or H?
He'd say H because he's well educated.
I'd say it depends on my mood. I think.
What mood do you have to be in to say H?
Sometimes
you would say H.
Oh. No, just say it in a sentence now. Like,
say, what's our health service?
Triple
in
H.
What's the health? Health? I just said health. What's the health service? What's the health service in the UK called?
GP.
No. Come on. Wrong one.
NHS.
Yeah.
NHS.
No, you wouldn't say
NHS,
that.
Yeah, but NHS, I'd say. NHS. Just because it rolls up the tongue easier.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Yeah. No, that's not fair.
But that's the correct way
to then.
Say it.
Okay, then. How about, how do you say the rapper that looks similar to Ardy?
Well, that's just, his name, it begins with an H. This is so stupid. Oh, I hate this. Right, I'm right, you're wrong, it's fine. Right, moving on.
Who is most likely to have someone flirt with them?
3, 2, 1, me.
Andrew.
Me, Andrew. Also, Andrew's band. Born.
When do you think so?
When we first got together, and it was like first posted, a lot of people would try to like flirt with him just as like a means to, because I think,
do you hear the narcissism? They only flirt with me because they want to get to you. Is that what you're trying to
no.
say? That's
how
what
would,
you're going to say.
How
though.
Would flirting with my boyfriend to get to me?
No, get back at you. No, it's true. There's an element of truth in that. Right. When we, yeah, I remember when I used to go out to like GY8 and stuff, and I'd be in the smoking area and people would be like, hey, like you're really fit. And I'd be like, oh, I know. And then they go, and they go, wait. And then I'd reject them. And then they go, you're Max Balegde's boyfriend, aren't you? I'd be like, you little dirty fucker.
They were just trying to ruin
same
our relationship.
Same game to it, but that hasn't
window.
Happened for a while, to be fair.
Would the answers be the same?
Would the what answer out of be the same?
The whole, the only reason anyone wants to flirt is because he's Max Blakey's boyfriend.
No, but I'm confused by the question.
Nobody knows.
No,
who
of course people
of
would
are.
Want to go and flirt with him. He's very attractive.
Thank
it's very
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
But when we met, I was also very beautiful. I just look like this right
no,
now.
No, you still are, just not right now. Oh, you
spitty boy.
Did I?
You globuled on the thing.
Someone done a spitty witty. Who's most
stop. What is this?
Who's most likely to be cast in a movie? 3, 2, 1.
Oh! Max.
I mean, come on.
I nearly got cast in a movie.
Which
well, I
one?
Did get cast in a movie. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then the movie never happened.
Oh, yeah. I didn't ever follow up with that.
Because lots of either like the film crew or the actors got COVID. And then they were like, we'll postpone it. And then I think they were like, oh, actually the idea doesn't...
Wasn't this quite recently? They got COVID.
It was like a year ago. Okay. Yeah, on like film sets and stuff, it's still like regulation that if you get COVID, then you can't.
Right, I see.
Or it was a year ago anyway when this was happening. And then, it just never materialised. So
you were destined to be
there,
on the screen.
I was actually a good actor in the thing that they asked me to.
Do you remember when you had to do the... you did like that audition, that self-tape. You did like a self-tape.
We did one together, do you remember?
Yeah.
What was that for?
I think it was like a new porn category.
Yeah. Like Bear on
Bear,
wouldn't
it? What would the name of that category be for us, George?
Little and Large? No, wait.
Little and Large. Science experiment gone wrong.
Oh, yeah, I think they just called it the Big Bang.
Oh, God.
Who would survive longest on a desert island?
Can you count us in? You keep. Yeah. Yeah.
Three. Two.
My God.
One.
Max. Andrew. No.
Andrew,
liar.
You are the least.
Sorry.
You are the most pathetic
you can't
person
even,
I know. Listen, I love you.
Right. Okay, now
listen, I love you so much,
I
but
get
you.
Real now.
If
on.
I, like, you no chance. No
on.
Chance at
you,
all.
See, every time we come on here, it's
Andrew,
like we just argue, but genuinely,
you would
you
just
lie.
Lie there.
No, you're lying right now.
You
can't
just lie
get rid
there.
Of a spider. You think you're going to survive on a desert island? You cannot cook for yourself. You cannot cook, period. Okay.
I listen, wouldn't advise that anybody.
It's quite nice with a bit of salt on it.
Maybe
no, I would
don't
just,
knock it till you try it.
Not got nutrients.
I would just get fruit from the trees. Why do I need to cook fruit from the trees?
You could not climb a fucking tree. Are you joking
watch
me.
And you could.
You're not that nimble.
Are you?
I've got longer legs. I reckon I could. Could wrap my legs around a tree.
I don't think you
he
could.
He does
love.
Most evenings.
I think you would just not... You wouldn't be able to do... If like a big giant warthog came and confronted you,
yeah,
you'd
come
just...
On, come on, yeah. All right, Pumbaa, calm down.
I feel like
come
I
on,
would...
You're on a fitness journey. Don't call yourself that.
He's been on that journey for a long time.
Oh my God. I feel like I would be able to kill an animal more than you would.
No, you wouldn't. You're pathetic. I love you, but you are.
In a life or death
guys,
situation.
Come on. Like, come on. You cannot fend for yourself.
I once got into a physical fight with someone that was trying to mug me.
You can't even... I feel like you couldn't even touch raw chicken. I feel like... Do you know what I mean? You're just not good with
actually, what would you... Oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you
like,
had to skin a chicken...
How would you wash your hands on a desert island? Surely you'd just get sick. Oh, I'm dying.
Lemon, maybe?
Lemon?
Mm, like, it's kind of antiseptic, isn't it?
Are you growing... Is there lemon trees on this island?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, then... There might
island
also,
is it?
Might also be a Tesco, so I'm sorted. I don't know. Yeah, do you know what? I take it back. Maybe Andrew. I
it
think
would
I
be
would,
me.
I think,
no
genuinely,
question.
If I was on a desert island and it
I
was
like...
I
you'd back yourself to swim home.
No. No. I think I'd kill no. myself. I think I'd kill myself. What
aww,
the hell?
That wasn't part of the game.
No, but I mean, like, if I was stuck on it... And it was like, we don't know when this is going to... I think I'd just be like, I'm going to get eaten by something, so I may as well just do it myself.
So what you're saying is you'd be pathetic and that you wouldn't survive because you'd rather kill yourself.
How,
so
okay.
It is just me.
Maybe
different question
I'm,
now. How yeah. long until you get to that point?
5 days.
Yeah, 5 minutes, I think.
5 days.
5 minute crafts.
After 5 days, I'd assume we're fucked. Also, what if I eaten in 5 days? What if I drank? Nothing. I'm dead. I may as well be dead.
So it's not a choice.
No,
so,
I think
ask,
I just die.
Why did you say yourself then?
Because I thought you're pathetic, but then I remembered I'm more pathetic.
You are more pathetic.
So I think you actually
he
might.
He couldn't even, I asked him, can you take the leaves out of the gutter in the back garden?
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
With gloves on, with like plastic, like yellow gloves, what they're called, rubber gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, he put them on, he got close to it, and he went, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it. And I went, what? And he went, there might be a spider in there. And I went, there might be a spider.
I thought there also could be rats in there. I'm not trying to get radioactive rat turning
and
into rat man.
And also the shed as well. Do you remember, you couldn't go in the shed because you thought there was going to be a rat in the shed.
Yeah, I just assumed.
So who went
sheds
in the shed? Me. Who took the
bit.
Leaves out the gutter? Me. So who's really...
But are
the
sheds,
man,
are there sheds on
say.
A desert island? What gutter am I getting the leaves out of?
It's
I take it back. I'm going to win. I survive. I
oh,
survive.
Whatever. Let's move on.
No, I'm on top.
No, we're having
I believe in myself. I back myself. I'm no longer going to kill myself. I back myself now. Carry on.
Who is the scariest?
Oh, wait. Let me think about that. All right. Okay. Go on.
Three, two, one.
Max. Andrew.
Oh.
When you're never gonna agree on anything.
Thing is, when Andrew gets
angry, I'd like to
hear
your reasoning.
So I say I lose my temper way easier, and I have meltdowns like on the daily. But today, when Andrew gets angry, it's scary because he has such a loud voice that it actually like. Do you know like the physical response to like actual like blood curdling fear that kicks in purely because of how loud his voice
it
is when he shouts?
It takes a lot to get me mad. But you are the man for the job, honestly. No, you really are. No,
you've like screamed at me before, and I've been like,
really?
Whoa, a few times.
Mm. You do it every day, but just to like to a quieter volume.
I don't really scream. That's not screaming, then, is it?
It's just you shout noise at this point.
I don't shout it's fine. Every day. We don't argue every day. Yeah, no. What are you talking about? I don't shout at you every day.
No, you don't. No. Not necessarily at me. At like other situations. You just get annoyed. He's got to like...
I'm hungry!
Literally. Change my diaper.
Oh, why is this keep happening?
I don't know. I don't like this theme.
I feel like George made it happen.
Yeah, he did.
What are we talking about?
Who's more scary then? Yeah,
no,
you
know what? Actually, I do hear you. I feel like when it takes a lot to get me mad, but when I do get mad, I am a bit terrified.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Who acts like they've got the biggest penis?
Ooh, good question. That's a good
question.
I don't
really know what that means.
Who acts like they got the... Yeah.
How do you act like it?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Me.
Max. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that means, but by the way he said that, I guess that it was about...
I'm a lot more like... I think I'm just a bit more modest in nature.
Whereas I just walk out with it swinging. Family gatherings, always out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Don't know. What am I like? It was a bit awkward when I met your parents, but now they're used to it. So
yeah,
it's fine.
My mum loves it.
Yeah. Bless her.
Oh god.
My dad's English. He clearly likes English men.
Andrew,
with pasty
this,
cocks.
Is, this is your Jake. Fucking why do you why
so I need to
why does the camera get on
well?
And you just you're willing to like send
not,
your family
okay.
down the river.
Not
you just spoke about your dad's winking.
Oh my god, you know what? You're just what
that's
you
baby say- talk. You call it winky all the time.
Good point.
That's not baby talk. Adults
also,
say that all the time.
Do you not do.
That's very adult.
You have no moral high ground. Like I'm on this for 5 minutes and it's already talked about shit and piss and like loving babies and all of this stuff. And then
I did not
I've
say that he was a baby lover.
You made
I said
a joke
he wants
about,
to be a baby.
You said you walked to my house with your cock out and then I said, yeah, my mum loves it as a joke. But you
do
said...
You want to calm down? No. Everything's fine. Do you know what? Right. Throw out love. We'll talk about it later. It's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
Next question. Let's see. He's got a bit worked up, isn't he? Bless him.
Yeah.
Bless him. To the audio listeners, Andrew's got a bit worked up. So,
who's
okay, yeah. All good.
I'm okay.
Okay, good.
I'll get there. Who would be a sexier lady?
Oh.
Me. I mean, 3, 2, 1, Max.
Max.
Do you not remember the drag episode?
Dude,
I looked
he looked
so
good.
Cool.
I do remember that, which is why I'm questioning things.
You got very weird, didn't you? You got a little
George
bit like,
liked it a bit
it.
Too much.
You got a bit uncomfortable.
It wasn't Max that was sat in front of me.
It was what was
what
my
was
name?
Maxine.
Sharon.
Shazza.
Shazza. She called me Shazza.
You do look like a Sharon, to be fair.
Thank you. Mm.
Who would do better with the ladies if they were straight?
Count us down.
3, 2, 1.
Me.
No.
You only.
The only girlfriend that you've ever
girls.
Had, you did anal with exclusively.
Not exclusive. I was 50, 60. I don't know. That Ooh. Is not true. I said the first time.
I may
time.
Be joking, but you did do it once.
Yeah, that's not exclusively,
so I'm
is
saying
it?
That's the gayness
that
was
poor
so
girl.
Strong that you were like.
Yeah, but he said if you're not gay.
Yeah, love.
If I wasn't gay, I would not be wanted to have sex with men, would I?
Mm.
I
think it's me.
No, if we weren't gay,
I think I get more female attention, if any, compared to you.
No, they all want me. They all want me.
You just...
All the ladies swoon after me.
I do think it's me.
I
don't know.
Me.
I mean, we'll let the audience answer.
Right, you're only saying that because you all know that they'll say you...
Only
look at me right now.
Only because I look more
funny.
Similar to George than you do. So that's probably the only reason why. Like anything. Yeah. No.
Why is that the benchmark?
No, I just
mean
for the gals that watch. I feel like.
Yeah, I mean,
they
I don't.
For some reason, deem this man as God. So
I'm not really helping my case right now because look at how I look right now. So. It is what it is. Right. Me. Fine. I'll say you. Let's just move on.
Who is funnier?
Oh, me. Easy, me. I mean, 3, 2, 1.
Max.
Thank you.
But I am nicer. So does that count for anything?
Oh yeah, you sound really nice on this podcast.
No,
you
gaslight
sound like
me.
An, Well, I gaslight you.
No, you actually do gaslight me. You
How?
Do. Because I come on here and then you like tee up these weird situations, Such weird conversations. Then you'll say whatever. And then I add on to the joke.
Who
and you're like,
is teeing up?
What the fuck? Who that was so weird. Why did you say that? And it's who, like, what the fuck?
Who is teeing up like, the weird the scenarios fuck? Right now? Is it me or George?
You both do it. I don't know. You both
I'm not teeing up anything.
You do. You No, you do this a
Listen.
Lot.
You have a habit. Andrew, he's done it ever since I met him. And I remember I would always, early on when, no, I will say like a joke. And even my family say the same thing. We go away with like my sister and Becky a lot. And they're like, Andrew takes like the level where everyone's at and then brings it to a whole new level. So for example, a few minutes ago, I make a joke about the fact that, oh yeah, like I always have my penis out. It was awkward. Listen to me. It was awkward when I met your family. And then you go, yeah, but my mum likes a white man. So she clearly likes a pasty cock anyway. That's what I mean in okay. that it just Fair brings play. It to a level
I'll
where
see
it's
myself
like
out.
It's like, oh, that's an odd thing to say. Like we're all suggesting that yeah, like your mum saw me naked even though we know she didn't.
Rest. Yeah.
This is my point.
You do it though.
No, do what?
You do.
Stop it. Yeah, no, you do. I think yes, I may take it too far.
You
sometimes.
Do, you definitely
no,
do.
No, I do take it too far. But I'm not shocked by anything. Like I feel like there's no bounds for me. There's no kind of limits.
Well, we're on the internet, so I guess there should be bounds.
There probably should be. Yeah, yeah. If you want to make any money on this video, there probably should be some limits. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not fazed by anything. So that's why I think I go...
That's why he's with me.
That's why... Yeah, but yeah, I can take it there. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Also, when he feels, like, not uncomfortable, but, like ganged up or, like, aggressive, he goes very North London. So did you hear him just saying, yeah, but I can, like, take it there. Do you know what I mean? I love that.
Thanks.
But when your North London accent comes out, I do feel like I'm in EastEnders, and I quite like it.
That doesn't make sense.
Are they? Oh yeah, East.
East, yeah. Right. He said to me when he first met my mum, he went, "Your mum sounds so Cockney," and I went, "How? Like she's from North London?" And you were like, "Do you know she sounds like she's in EastEnders?" I was like, "She's from North London. You just don't get the concept."
But isn't
you?
It quite similar though? No.
No.
I don't know. Oh, okay then.
No.
You literally say that my mum sounds like fucking Gail Platt and Deirdre Boylan, so, and they're not from
Your
wherever.
Is a very refined lady.
She
as is Gail Platt, to be fair.
As
so
is
if
Gail
they are
Platt.
Similar, then that's not my.
Did
fault.
You really just come on this no, podcast I... and compare my mum to Gail Platt?
You you're gaslighting me, guys.
I did just gaslight him. I did just gaslight him.
Did you see that? You made the comparison.
I did that on purpose.
And then you're like, what the fuck? With your fucking Richmond sausage cock.
What's happening? We can just come on here and have a nice time.
I know,
you know?
I do love you.
You can
no,
you come don't. And have a nice time. We'll finish it off with one last Mr. and Mrs.
God, this is going to be awful.
Please let this be the last. Yeah, let's go.
No, it's a nice wholesome one.
Okay.
Let's be united on this one.
I'm not united.
Let's unite.
Who is most likely to finish first?
I don't know. I feel like that's pretty even, isn't
this
it?
This is very sexual. I really did not...
Yeah, no. What is going on? Actually, no. Do you know what, Andrew? Let's keep
our
privacy.
Should we take a start? Yeah, you know
Let's
what?
Keep our privacy. Do you know what, George? Who was the last person you slept with? Oh, yeah. Oh,
I could name
God.
It. Like, shall we start saying names?
No, we shouldn't. Let's
Too
let
many.
Him say. Go on, yeah.
Too many.
Too many. Yeah, I thought so. Look at you, you little smug little fucker over there with your cap on. Shut up.
Go on. Do,
Shut
do
up.
You miss
oh, we've
your
got
fucking
so much
Lululemon jacket. What are you doing? Yeah.
I wouldn't. I'm not shocked that you don't know what the
gym
is.
He's more of a Jim Walrus.
Jim, he's so horrible. Andrew is usually really nice to me. Every podcast,
it's just infectious. Like George,
every podcast that we've been
is.
On,
there's something about this that just makes you want to like fuck you up a little bit.
Every podcast that we've been on, whether it's this one or like another one,
oh. Who's gonna finish first? Who knows?
Oh, he always turns on me, but it's all right because.
No, okay.
This only lives on the internet
that's
forever.
For the rest
this,
of the
this
podcast.
Is only, this is only
for the
people's.
Rest of the podcast,
this
let's
is only
unite.
People's. Do you know, like, if we ever broke up, little 12-year-olds on the internet would be posting these clips and being like, "God, I saw this coming. I saw it coming."
Yeah, to
in like
fair,
black and white with like a sad
side.
Did you
see it,
it
coming from equal amounts on either side?
Yeah, yeah.
On the last one, everyone did say, "I feel like I'm in a therapy session," and me and you were just arguing.
But
I
we
don't
really
know where,
get along. No,
we do. We're best friends.
Aww.
Put that in an edit, someone, please. Need that clip in there. No, we are. We do love each other. Yeah, there's just something about this environment that's kind of like...
It brings you out of your shell and you get a bit too North London, don't you?
No,
it's the bright lights. They just
it is
bright lights of the big city.
They show all of the insecurities.
True. It reveals all the flaws. I don't know.
We love each other.
They just want to impress George, really. I think so do you.
Why? I want to impress George.
No, I think you get a little bit, you know, when like...
Have you seen the outfits I wear for this podcast?
Yeah, you look like shit.
Yeah, show
it I look all right today. It's just my hair.
Showing off, isn't it?
Yeah. I look quite nice. Yeah. What was I going to say? How's the dating life going? Let's switch the tables. Anybody on the cards?
Last time I asked you, you said nothing. You give nothing away as usual. So,
To be fair, a lot of the time there is nothing on the cards. But
is that the truth? Or?
When do you think that you would disclose? If you were dating someone, when would you disclose it to people? How far in?
To you?
To me or to...
Or to him.
To me first and then
that
to...
Gay or that.
No.
What?
I just said if he was dating someone.
I know, I'm joking.
Oh, right. I was like, how did you mishear that? No, firstly to me and then to the world. They're the only two categories.
I think to like close friends and family, like...
That's me.
Maybe like... 2 or 3 weeks max. Maybe
2 or 3 weeks.
Maybe 4 months.
Yeah, a couple.
Two
couple
or three
years.
Weeks. What, really? I feel like you've been dating people longer than like.
No, after like being together, I feel like.
Oh, like official, oh, like official girlfriend.
No, yeah, maybe
like, exclusive.
You wouldn't tell me about somebody that, when you become official.
No,
with
that
them.
Makes more sense.
You'd wait 3 weeks after.
No, when. No, yeah, no, that makes no. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
But you wouldn't even say like, oh, I've been dating this girl for like 3-4 months and it's looking serious or nothing like
that.
Oh
no, yeah, no, I'd say that.
Yeah, what? Are you okay?
No,
are you having a show?
I've just never been in
but
this scenario before.
But has that happened in all the time you've known him and you've just not said?
Not really. I don't think so.
Or has it just never got that far?
I don't think it's ever really gotten that far.
Boring.
We need to find you a nice lady. Are you on Hinge?
Yes.
Oh, can we rate your Hinge profile? Do you have it readily available?
Because we met on Hinge.
We did meet on Hinge 3 years ago, almost to the day.
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it? Give it.
This is amazing. I've been waiting all my life for this.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I can't wait to rip you to shreds.
I've recently changed it, as in recently being today.
Oh.
For a Hinge brand deal.
Oh, right.
Nice.
But there you go, you can look down.
Oh my God, okay.
Don't look at the messages, though. That's weird.
I want. Right, okay, right. So,
do you
firstly,
need to show people?
Right, so at the top here, we have a picture of George. I feel like I was with you on this day. I feel like
was
I've seen
in
you
Milan?
In this outfit.
It was.
Yeah, it was, right.
I remember that. It's kind of hot.
Yeah. So, nice picture. Okay.
Wait, what's the.
My love language is Braille because you'd have to be blind to want to touch me.
Why have I seen this before? Oh,
well,
Kate
you
Elizabeth
and 11 million other people
no, that's
saw
brilliant.
It on Twitter.
That is great.
Sorry, of course, that's where I saw it.
Yeah, sorry, have you heard of the internet? He kind of owns it.
Sorry.
Owns just you Twitter. And just 11 million other people.
That's not a brag.
How was that not a brag?
That was a bit awful.
How
honest.
Was that not a brag? Just you and 11
million. I got outed
on Twitter. The way you were like, like, come on, George.
Yeah, okay. Humble brag. We'll say humble brag.
That is
right,
good,
okay.
though.
That is good. That is good. I'll take that. Okay, 24, man, straight, 6 foot. Might need to see a measuring tape on that one.
You are. He is.
Might need to get a measuring tape out on that one. Not going to lie.
Because I'm 5'11". You're an inch taller than me.
Yeah, without shoes, though, I'm not entirely sure. Exeter University.
Did
and you?
We went to... Oh, you're from Bristol.
Why would you have Bristol, though? Do you want to meet someone in Bristol?
Far.
Isn't that like your location?
No, that's where you're originally from.
Is
and
it?
Then,
why
and
would
then
it
on
not
the scroll bit at the top is your location.
Oh, okay, right, okay. Oh, look, it says looking for long-term relationship.
Yeah, one night stands, you've missed that.
It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that.
Oh, it's never going to happen. I'm joking.
Is that really all you're looking for? Is this just kind of like to look like the sweet guy?
Oh, no, that's just what I tell people.
That's nice, yeah. Aww. Right, okay, that's next cute. Pick is a mountain pick to show that he's adventurous.
And he's rich. He's a Tory.
I did that one because I wanted a nice range of photos.
Ah, okay.
Let me zoom in a bit.
Range again.
That's
oh,
nice.
I didn't get that. Like golf range.
You look a bit...
Mountain range.
Oh, shit. Okay. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I guess that's
thing.
Cute. It's quite
that's
natural,
a nice
natural shot. Cool
natural
background.
In the moment shot. This one makes it look like you're a professional footballer.
I
which
don't
is
like
a bit
this
bizarre.
One.
I think it's a good picture.
Good thighs.
I just think it makes it, it does just make it look like you play football professionally. So I would think you're a footballer off the back of this if I didn't know you. If I wasn't one of the 11 million people that know who you are.
Yeah, I'm allergic to football, so I'm not into that one.
Yeah, but maybe that's just because we don't like football. I think girls like that, though, don't they? They like a footballer.
Like a sporty lad. A
sporty football person.
No one knows.
Right, next bit of writing. Dating me is like winning a raffle. At first, you can't believe your luck, but you become disappointed very quickly and get your hands on a bottle of wine. I don't get it.
Come on, that's good.
That's good.
Wait, let me think about it.
That's actually quite impressive. Yeah. Mine was not this good. Mine was like, how to win me over. And I was like, tequila. And it was the most basic.
Yeah, that was shit, yeah. The only reason that I matched Andrew was because the picture that he liked was one of Jesse Nelson doing the...
So the only reason he matched me was nothing to do with me, my looks, my personalities, because I liked something that he put on there. That was, and that you thought
that's
was funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, but Andrew's Hinge profile was not a very good representation of who he is. The pictures that he picked did not really look like him.
To be fair, I looked different in every photo.
No, but you looked better. I remember thinking you looked better in person than the pictures that you picked. You looked very like...
How bad were the pictures?
Quite... That you just look very young, very like childish in there.
I used to look quite young. Yeah. I've aged a lot since we've been together.
Right, okay. Weathered. Next. Nice
That's
picture.
That's nice, I like that.
Nice picture of you just in the...
You look like you're in a boy band. Like I feel like JLS would have worn that back in the day, but I like it.
Very nice, very nice.
You look handsome.
Next, thanks, my self-care routine is...
Well, you do fuck all, let's be honest.
Similar to my attitude on the kitchen bin... Keep pushing everything down until it overflows and becomes somebody else's problem.
Oh, that's a bit...
What does that mean?
That's a bit cringe.
Oh, like pushing your problems inward. George, that's
bad. Did you Google that one?
George, that's quite terrible.
I wish you did, because I wouldn't take credit for that.
I'll be honest, I just had to change another prompt.
Oh, right, okay. I think
the original one that was there, do you want me to tell you it?
Yeah.
Was my biggest date fail, I mistook one for a big raisin.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
That is quite funny.
I don't want to be here anymore.
You know, I think maybe your humour just kind of tickles me a little bit, but
it's stupid.
I feel like I'm trying to imagine being a straight girl or a bisexual girl that finds you attractive.
Or a lesbian girl. We're inclusive.
Actually, that reminds me. I've not told you this. I don't think I have. When I was at Reading Festival with you, do you remember I bumped into this girl from my uni who was, as far as I know, an out lesbian, because she had a girlfriend all through uni.
Yeah.
And she just was, I knew her to be a lesbian, which is absolutely fine, by the way.
I don't think anyone was assuming that you were against them.
As a gay man. We're all right, but those not. Fuck you.
But when I saw her at Reading, she was like, oh my God, like we were like having a little catch up and she went, can you please tell George Clark that I absolutely love him and that I want to rip his clothes off? And I went, hold on a second. And then I was like thinking, I was trying to work out what was going on. I was a bit confused. I was like, oh, maybe she's just bi. Maybe George looks like a woman. I don't know. I was just trying to work out like what was going on there. But maybe you just turn lesbian straight. Who knows? That's quite impressive.
Wow.
So maybe you... Yeah.
I don't really know what to do with that information.
I don't know. It baffled me though.
But I am upset. Quite often. I am upset. Yeah, I think then we've got some more pictures. Oh, then it's the end.
Let me see.
Two pictures in the snow. It would make me think you're a bit snowy. A bit too snowy.
What does that even mean?
Like, we get it. You,
no, but
you
this
go
is because he's
snow.
With a husky. Even though the husky looks dead.
Yeah, that's why he does look
That's it actually looks like it's died.
George, that makes you look like you abuse animals. That looks like it's not having a good time.
My reaction shows that I've not got a clue what's happening right now.
That's nice as well.
Yeah, they're nice pictures.
It's just a bit like, oh, look at that cheeky guy.
I think the professional pics. I think professional pics makes it too much. I would be intimidated by the professional pics because I'd be like, why does he have so many professional pictures of himself candidly?
Would you like that? You don't swipe right. Would you like that? Like if you were single and you saw that man?
Pitch?
No, just like his profile. Would you like one of them?
Yeah, I think I would be. I think I would be like, oh, he's too smart for me.
Too smart?
Because the things were too...
Oh, too witty.
Not witty, but like too detailed.
I know, you're just
I'm very
dumb
simple.
Fuck.
I clearly like somebody that's a bit more simple.
Mine were simple, but yeah. I am smarter than you.
Yeah, I think I'll be intimidated by it. I think I'd be like, I won't be able to keep up with him in a conversation.
You are a bit exhausted. Like, I do come away from seeing you and I feel a little bit exhausted, like fatigue from the puns. Do you know what I mean? You know, we're just having a normal conversation with him and it's like, fucking hell.
It's because that's how his brain works. It's like on overdrive.
So
it makes me feel like, well, I'm dumb as fuck.
But we always say, I remember when we were in Milan and I was like, I asked you genuinely, I was like, do you think of these beforehand? I feel like you come into an event, you know who's going to be there. You know what type of situation is going to be. And you're kind of like, I see you with your notebook and your little pen being like, oh, that will be so funny. You're not Max. I don't know why I did Max.
Just don't say that.
You'll be so funny. And I feel like you write them down.
No.
Do you ever?
Afraid not, no.
He's just so intelligent.
So off the cuff.
So clever.
Occasionally do before...
like a filming
like a job.
Thing.
Like a... Yeah, like a Chris, like a Sidemen thing. Mm. I didn't for the last one, and I think it... I mean, I was thinking about it, and I was like, nah, I won't. Mm. Sometimes I do for a Chris thing, but then none of the jokes actually make it in, because they just seem weirdly forced.
Mm.
So it's all just...
It's better when it's natural.
Yeah.
It's natural. Wow. Well, in total, I would give your Hinge profile an 8.
I'd give it a 9, you know. I think the only downfall was the dead dog and the... Maybe that last one was a bit too much for me, the bin.
But
one,
if that but. Was the date fail one, would that be better?
The date.
Yeah, the date one's better.
Date one's funnier because it's so much faster. I feel like that one, that would have won me over because I would have been like, oh, this is a simple, stupid joke. Whereas the others are like too... thought out, if you get what I mean.
It's very, like self-deprecating, but like
you want to be self-deprecating, definitely. But I feel like
I think it was pretty solid, to be fair.
Yeah, it was good actually. Maybe I give it
10 would
maybe count. I give it a 9, and if it had the date, it would be a 10.
You guys,
right? Calm down.
Nice.
You can't say that. You work together. It's weird. You're colleagues.
Okay,
no, but we're work boyfriends.
Yeah,
what
we
are your
are.
Guys' thoughts on that?
What,
we only,
not
we only, work, we only kiss on, we only kiss on camera.
Who, you and George? Have you kissed on camera?
Yeah.
When?
Have we? I thought that was just...
No, the cameras weren't rolling, but we were physically sat on a
sat
camera.
On the camera. Yeah. Should have seen that coming.
Yeah, what are your guys' thoughts on that when people go, oh, that's my work girlfriend or like my work boyfriend? Or...
See, I am all up for a flirt in the office if you work in an office. I think it's if it's innocent, it's fine.
I think it's weird though. Like if George was gay, I think that would be weird.
Maybe I would have.
But because we know that it's not like...
It's not a possibility.
It's not...
Maybe after a few drinks it would be, but who knows? Like,
yeah, George comes up to me all the time
just
after...
two cold pints of water.
No, I think it's weird. If like, if you were like working in an office and there was this gay guy who was like, Andrew's my work husband, I'd be like, well, go and fuck off then.
I guess, yeah, if a girl said to me like, you're my work husband and like, we got off a few times, like you probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd turn a blind eye and just stay in my place.
How does a blind girl know what's in a jar?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll never know. But yeah, what do you think?
I think it's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird.
Just also, like,
you work together. Shut up.
I wouldn't want to explicitly call it that. I feel like sometimes there's some people in the office or whatever, wherever you work, that you like get on with a little bit more.
Yeah, of course.
But there's an obvious line. If you're a respectful person, that is.
Yeah. I feel like I've just remembered that my hair still looks like this, and I can't believe that this is going to live on the internet.
If Henry Cavill said you look good, then I think you need to keep it like that.
Here's a good question.
What?
Where is the line in the proverbial sand for cheating?
Where is the line in the sand as far as cheating goes?
Well, give me an example.
Okay, so say like bottom of the pyramid is...
Well, a kiss is.
A little hug when they leave.
No.
That's not cheating.
Up from there, I'd say... texting each other, but
depends
not,
what you're texting.
You can emotionally cheat on
but
someone, I think.
Yeah. No saucy words being.
No, that's fine. If like Depend, you had,
yeah, depends.
They leave and it's what, a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, like if it was a stranger, you mean?
No,
so like,
I'm Greek. This is what we do.
So like, if I met this random boy who was also gay, and then he just started texting me, and we just started texting about normal stuff, that would still be weird. Wouldn't
I think
it?
It's so like. Based on context, isn't it? Like, if you just kind of forming a friendship, if you became friends with, like, well, Joe Bags is a gay man that you text, like, regardless of me.
But we're fucking.
Fine, we'll just invite me next time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't ever care.
Yeah,
I never
actually,
have
that's
cared.
So true.
Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't
Joe
even think about it twice, but it's happened so naturally over time. And you could just
yeah, you
tell
can
when
tell whether
yeah.
someone's got
seedy.
Bad intentions
okay,
or not.
I guess then the next one is texting, but you aren't aware that they're texting the other person.
Oh, mm. if they what do you mean they're hiding?
They're hiding it.
I guess.
Yeah, that's an issue. If you were,
yeah, if I was,
if it's innocent and you text and you didn't, I wouldn't expect you to tell me. No, I'm very lax, really.
Yeah, me too. I feel.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, then. So following that,
you don't go through my phone, but like you're a bit more. I'm quite chill.
Following that progression, where would you guys say your line in the sand is?
I say my line in the sand is like. If you got with someone flirting.
We're really good. Like, we're very good. I think we're like.
Especially considering early on how many people tried to, like, ruin our relationship. Mm. I feel like we. And I used to be very jealous in all my old relationships because they would always, like fuck me around a little bit and, like, leave me, and it would make me very insecure.
You had to work through that, didn't you? You were a bit damaged.
I was. I was. But like, a year into us being together, I was so fine.
Yeah, you're really...
I, like, don't care at all anymore. I'm, like, way...
Yeah, I think you were... I could tell you'd been
hurt. I definitely was.
So you were a little bit sensitive about certain things. But then it's like, you know, it's just a learning curve.
It is.
You get to know each other and you're like, I need to be mindful of your things, but you also need to, like... realize the intention. So.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cute.
I know. Aww. We are cute. Do you know we just sat on the sofa today, hugging each other, and I just said to him, I was like, I just want to go and live in a cottage with you and never speak to anyone ever again.
Oh, so I want to do that as well. Can we just do it?
No, we can't. We have jobs.
Aww.
But I was just like, do you know what? Sometimes when I get stressed, no.
Sorry about
I'd text you every now and again. Maybe a first time. No, but I get stressed and I just think all that I want to do is just be with you and just, like, be calm.
Mm. Me too.
Yeah,
no, I really do. I keep saying to him, can we move to Sydney and just, like, just disappear.
I feel like Sydney is not calm, though.
It's far away from everyone.
Spiders.
What would you have
we to just meet new people.
Spiders. Thought you could live on an island. What happened to that?
What would have to happen for you guys to go, okay, too much now. This is it.
What, we're breaking up?
Yeah.
If anybody cheated... Yeah, that's a rip. First of all, yeah, that's
fucking hell.
First of all, that's a really dark question. The way that George has just brought us here to ruin our relationship.
I think he gets a kick out of fucking us up a little bit. I'm like,
he does. The only thing that I think would make me ever break up with Andrew is if cheating happened, or if I don't really know, because I feel like we've faced the thing is with our relationship, we met at a time that was very pivotal for, like, both of our lives. Like, I was still working full time. I'd like a bit of social media, but not, like, anywhere near where, like, it was a job or anything. Mm. COVID was still happening, so the world was still kind of shut down. And then we met, got to really know each other on, like, a very pure level where, like, nothing else was really going on in our lives. So we just spent time with each other. And then everything kicked off. The world opened up again.
Weird,
my job skyrocketed. I then had to go back to Newcastle to finish my degree, dropped out of Newcastle, ended up having to live with him in his family home. I was, like, so stressed. I was
been through so many phases, so many eras. We should do the eras tour.
That people in just normal relationships don't actually have to go through. I feel like we've done enough, like, things with each other in 3 years than what
we've
some,
like,
people do in, like, 10 years.
So many situations.
We live together. We bought a house together now.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's been stressful at points. Like, when you were coming down, like, weekly and living at my house for a few days, like, out of a suitcase,
it was just hell.
In my bedroom that was freezing cold.
Like, it was horrible. I felt so awkward as well, because it's like his parents' household. Yeah. I'm 22 years old. I felt so rude always being in their house, but I couldn't afford to get a hotel, like, every week to come to London.
Yeah.
And they were so lovely for letting me stay, but I just felt so bad.
Yeah, no, you felt uncomfortable.
So that put a lot of strain on us, didn't it? Because we'd fall out, and it was purely because we lived in, like, a box room together.
It was a lot.
But now, I mean, as soon as you moved in with me in Clapham,
yeah,
things got
different.
So much nicer.
That's when we knew we were like, we can live together, like, in a normal environment.
And that was only, like, a year and a half, 2 years into us knowing each other. That's quite crazy.
We move quick.
We have. I just feel like when you know, you know. And I feel
it's not
like
been that quick. I guess some people get married in, like, you know, six months or whatever. Like, I think when you're, I'm a little bit older than you, not by much, only 2 years. But I think you do. Like, I've went into the relationship fully knowing exactly what I wanted in a person, and while, like, I think at the beginning,
this haircut, baby,
yeah, this beauty. While at the beginning, I don't think, like, I think over time, if you can see that there's someone in there that you really, like, love or, like, get on with, and there's enough similarities in it
beneath that ugly shell,
beneath all the bubble, but you know, I knew at your core, like, I loved the person that you were. Yeah.
So nothing about the
surface. Come on. I'm trying to say something
deep,
nice.
Deep, dark within
I'm
me.
What I'm trying to say is, stop fucking interrupting me, is that, that it might not be, like, smooth sailing for certain reasons. Like,
or
you
smooth
have to,
skin. Carry on.
It might not be smooth sailing because, like, you're still trying to work each other out how to live with each other, how to get on with each other. Yeah, it can be stressful. A bit of a, like, weird time. But I think if you do know, like, the core of the person, if you've got similar values, similar interests, like, we literally... Like, the way we spend our free time is exactly, like, we have the same.
It's the best thing about being in a gay relationship is that you...
Can't get pregnant.
Yeah, but that. Brilliant. But also, but also, you're just way more likely to have similar interests. Like, we genuinely sit and, like, play the PlayStation together.
Play Pokemon, play watch Pokemon Real Housewives together, at the same time.
Watch the
it's
same
literally
TV
bliss.
Shows
like, it's
all
so
the
good.
Time. Like,
that's so
food.
True, actually. I didn't think about
but,
it.
And though. We get to share clothes. Like, all,
we share
all of,
clothes apart from shoes because you've got tiny little baby feet.
Yeah, I do. You know what they say? Small feet, massive brain.
That is exactly what they say.
Massive pink flesh toned brain. Anyway, but yeah, no, it's yeah, we're very lucky. We're very
we are lucky.
Lucky. And I feel like those same people that would have tried to ruin our relationship like 2 years ago, it doesn't really happen that much anymore because I think people realize that we're just
you
very
say,
solid.
You do say that as if we were literally like Brangelina and everyone was trying to like break us up.
It's that's
like,
not the case. We but every time,
and
every time he
in
would
Freedom
go out,
Freedom Club in Soho.
No, but every time he would go out, it's not normal to go. Your boyfriend goes out with his friend.
A lot, to be
goes
fair,
out with his friends,
anymore.
And people send me pictures of him like, "I'm gonna go and get with your boyfriend."
Yeah.
And like, same when I would go
I
out.
I respect the hustle, but it's not gonna happen.
People would come up to me on a night out and be like, "Hey, oh my god, you're so hot," and I'd be like, "Thank you, yes, I'm aware." And then they'd go, and then I'd be like, "I'm really sorry, I've got a boyfriend." And then they'd be like, "Yeah, I know." Like, and then they'd be like, yeah, "But," yeah. And it was, and that's sometimes weird. You'd be in the club with me.
Yeah, I know.
But it's that doesn't happen anymore. Maybe actually, maybe
we've
this,
that we're
maybe
solid
this,
relationship,
either we've proven
we're
that we're in a solid relationship, or
we've
both just are not
so
that attractive. Yeah, yeah.
We're like, I'm not gonna bother anymore.
Maybe that's actually the correlation, but
probably the latter.
Right. Anyway, guys.
That's cute, though.
It is.
Thanks. There's some cute answers there. I like
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Well,
we're just doing damage control for all the stuff that we said earlier.
I think it's about time that we actually did our job. Let's go for it.
Can I answer the phone?
I think it's actually, is it an email? It's actually, okay. You can actually read it out, love.
I can't read.
Yeah,
I'm Liam Michelle.
You're actually it? In your reading era.
I am in my reading era, guys. I've read one reading? Book.
He read a book.
I've read one book in 10 years, guys. I'm killing it.
What book are you reading?
I read The Housemaid by Frida something or other. Hi, Max. I've already forgotten how to read. I literally looked at that and went, what is that? It's a comma.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Max, George, and any guests on the podcast.
Oh, hi.
My name is Georgie. I started watching your content on
hi,
multiple
Georgie.
Channels a few weeks ago and loved them. Yes, I am mentally ill. Joke. Oh, parentheses.
Bless.
I need your help. I'm thinking of starting an OnlyFans account for my feet.
Oh.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh.
I have something to say about this after.
Okay.
I don't have a foot fetish myself, but I have rather unusual feet. I have a very large gap between my big toe and my second toe. Kind of like your old teeth, Max.
Yeah.
I can pick up a can of Red Bull between them and, well, think of all the things I can do with that gap on OF. Cheeky. However, I have no idea what to call my account. I'd rather not use my real name and thought you guys could help me think of something. I was thinking old school James Bond female character names. Here's some of my dreadful ideas. Toana Lovely, like Joanna Lumley.
Yeah.
Right. Toey Ball, Toto Chanel, Daisy Toe. Who's Daisy Toe? What's that supposed
know.
To be?
Daisy. I feel like I like Daisy Toe because it just is the worst
Daisy
one.
Thanks in advance for thanks in advance and much love, Georgie.
There is no real dilemma. It's just think of.
I think they just want
right,
us
they
to
just
come
want
up
help
with some
with
more
just
names.
Just think of a Tonely fan.
Tonely fans.
Tonely fans. That's very good.
Oh my god. Mind the gap.
Nice.
Okay.
Mind
okay.
The fat.
But she wants a female name. She wants like a female name to go by.
Fap in the gap.
Okay. What about?
What did he say?
Fap in the gap.
Oh.
Only phalanges.
I hate the word fap.
Really only phalanges. Want...
What's a phalange?
The bones
babe,
of the toe.
Oh,
I think
okay.
What she's trying to look for is a name for herself, like an alias.
Like another one of the
Antonia.
Days of toe.
Antonia. Okay. Yeah, Antonia. Like Gappy.
Gabby Antonia.
Gap it, yeah, sure, yeah. Or
Tofu for you.
Tofu.
What is like a regular name?
Max.
Toan, your mum's name?
Toan.
Toan
are lovely.
Oh, they've done that, yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer Topaz.
Oh, Jennifer Topaz.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, actually. Okay, we're getting somewhere, guys. We're getting somewhere.
J-To?
Yeah, J-To.
Or like Gabriella Tonez.
Oh!
I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
It's a bit weird.
Gabby Logan.
Oh.
Who doesn't know who that is?
No, I don't.
That's such a good one.
Gabby Logan.
Yeah, no, I don't know who.
Oh,
that is.
You.
Good for them, though. Good for
She's
Gab.
She's great. I love her. Yeah.
Togan Paul.
That's all right. That's pretty good. Toe in the hole is all I can come up with, and that's not a pun.
The Tonus Brothers.
That's pretty
funny. Toe Tonus.
Toe Tonus.
Okay, Toe Tonus.
Toe Tonus.
Tokyo that Tony. Do you remember
Tokyo Tony?
Yeah.
Tokyo Toenail.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Toe Toenail. Toe Tonus. Okay. Tail nail.
That's
nail.
Two on the nose. Ooh, or on the toe.
What just happened? One last one. Tony Bennett.
Toella.
No. Toella.
Toella.
Toe.
What's
the
last name? Toella Sug.
Toella
and Toe Sug.
Toe Sug.
Toe Sug.
Toe Tug.
Oh. Toe Tug.
Sorry, Joe.
Bless him.
Apologise.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's pretty good.
I'm very impressed with this guy, guys. It. Yeah, well done.
Have you got nice feet? Sorry, that's a weird question, but I just wanted to ask.
I've been thinking about this whole podcast.
I bet you have hairy feet, don't you?
Not hairy on top. You give me toe jam vibes. Do you know what I mean?
Like, what is toe jam?
Like the stuff in between your toes. Toe jam. No. I feel like you're giving like...
Give me toe ham. Smells like
green eggs and toe jam.
I got clean feet.
I actually have hairy toes. I shave my feet.
I've got... Some hair
Max
on my feet.
Has the have you seen his feet before?
When would he have seen my
the
feet? You
might ugliest, have seen my feet, actually. Ugliest Probably. Trotters yeah. you've ever seen, and I love you with all my heart. You've got such a beautiful face, but your feet are fucked. Like agreed. Actually fucked.
Well, okay.
They look like I don't even know what they look. They do kind of look like trotters. They're all like stubby.
Yeah, they're a bit
the nails up. Are like really small and in the middle of the
Do you
top,
know have you ever
mean?
Watched The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
That's literally what my feet look like. Oh, they would so always gross. Joke when I was younger that I have hobbit feet.
Well, I've not really watched them.
Well, Todo they basically Baggins. Just have really...
Todo Baggins.
Todo Baggins. Yeah. I like that.
Or toe bags. Wait.
Mm-hmm. Toe bags, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have gross feet. Andrew has really nice feet.
I've got really attractive
feet. If anybody
feet.
Was ever into feet,
I've
they
got
would
beautiful
like
feet.
His feet.
Especially after like... after like 4 days into my holiday where they've been in the sand a bit and they kind of get like filed down. That sounds great.
I just have so
but
much
you know like
the
sand
the
softens
feet.
Your feet.
The crust goes.
It just makes it... They just look... Your toes look...
Oh, ruining
sorry.
The set.
Sorry.
Look at him, attention seeker.
Yeah, the sand just and the sea make your feet fucking out. Right, I can't get it
I'll
up.
Do it, I'll do it.
Wink. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying my
right,
feet are nice.
Do you know what?
Do you know what?
I feel like
they look
this is a great place.
They do.
This is a better place. I mean, this is
a good place to end.
Today I am extremely tired. I look like I've been electrocuted. I feel like I've been
it's
set
late.
On fire. I'm unwell mentally, physically,
and emotionally.
But I've enjoyed being with the both of you.
I've
had a lovely time.
Also had nice and enjoyable experiences
today. Glad.
This was nicer than the last time.
I don't really remember the last time. Halfway through,
it felt like a therapy session.
Yeah, it did.
I enjoyed that.
I feel like we got to a good
Can
place.
We replace a lot of that footage we got early on with that second half
nope,
footage?
No.
Okay.
And everybody say something nice about us in the comments, please. Give us self-confidence.
Yeah, if you enjoy... We've still got some tour tickets that you can buy, so you can watch us in the flesh. And when I say flesh, I mean flesh.
And they might have a that somebody else might be there. And
might be a special guest.
Andrew might be there. Who knows? He was at the last one.
Oh well, I thought you meant on the stage.
Maybe.
Oh no,
really?
We want to sell some tickets. But if you enjoyed. Give us a, and you're watching, give us a like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell so you're notified every time that we upload. If you are listening with your eagle ears, then give us a download, 5-star rating. Listen to us on the go. Give us a star, a like, a love heart. I don't know what's on those platforms, but you do them all for us, baby. Yeah.
And follow their Instagram and check out the useless merch. What do I call it? The useless.
It's called the useless clothing.
And follow Useless Clothing on Instagram because there's some good clothes.
There is, baby.
It's really good.
And if you would like to send in a dilemma, then please do so via our email at theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. That's theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, guys, make love, not war.
With the gap in your toe.
Aw. Bye. George, come on, give us a kiss. Do the off-camera kiss that we always do when we finish. Come on, let's go do it.
Kissy-wissy.
Bye, guys.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.